פרק בייס סעיף חס. שהיה בקירה גופה וקצומה. In the months in the Gemara, they used to go and use coal, charcoal, and they used to go and poke it up like we said before. And the Chazal said, when are you allowed to go and leave on the fire a pot, which has got food inside it? Only if you do one of these two actions. Or you take away the burning coal, or you go and put ash on the fire. What is the reason for these things is because what was the problem? Maybe you poke up the fire. That if you take away the coal or you put on the ash, it shows you that you want to make the fire less hot. You want to make the fire less hot, we say we're not after you do something which wants to make the fire less, you're not going to go and do something which wants to make the fire more hot. If you did an action to less heat make the fire less hot, it's a reasoning that you shouldn't go and poke up the fire anymore. Now, nowadays, one doesn't have such a sort of a coal anymore. So our problems are different. We discussed gas. What is considered gufa uktuma by gas, by electricity, in order to go and say you're allowed to leave a food which has not been afilu a third cooked, half cooked, on the fire. Das tifchet. Kisui pach. To put a metal black, as you call it, on the fire. Rabbim, that Rabbim ha'apitkim shim kisa se'esh be'kisui matefes Shabbos hari anudonim o'isa kigufa o'tuma mote la'ashis o'lea tafshel avshel nizvashel kumach ben yusoy v'chein minik ha'makubu. A lot of apitkim hold that if you put a metal piece, a black, on the fire, me'ev Shabbos, it's considered gufa uktuma, and then you're allowed to go and leave on the fire, on this plech, food, even if it hasn't been fully cooked, even if it's only been third cooked. Now, what is the reason why a plech is allowed? As we said, the reason is gufa uktuma is because you are leaving it, you're doing an action against the heating from the fire, you're making sure the fire makes it less hot. So here, the same thing is with a blech. If you put on a blech, it makes the fire less hot. You've done something against the heatness from the fire. Therefore, you were not worried. You're going to go and heat it up even more. And that is the minute to do so. Now, if one person doesn't have a blech, he wants to put in new aluminium tinfoil, one has to know it's not so straightforward, because thin foil is something which is very thin and it doesn't take away from the heatness. Unless you put a lot of layers of thin foil, then the heat will go down because of it. Especially some thin foil, if you put it on the fire will make a hole in it. But even if it doesn't make it a hole, but if it is thin foil which is very thin, unless you've got a lot of covers of tinfoil, it doesn't help you move too much. The data chaznish in day bekisu lehachshiv es ha'esh ki gufa k'tumah, the chaznish holds that it's not enough to cover the fire. You have to do it a different way altogether. You have to turn over an empty pot and put it on the fire and put a pot on it. That is considered gufa k'tumah according to the chaznish. If that's kisu lehachshiv ha'esh, לדעת הפויסטים המקילים בכיסוי האש, הם האש מחוסה עדיין בזה להחשיב את הגוף הקטומה, ואף שקף תויו הגז אינו מחוסה. According to the possible which allow you to go and leave it on the fire, if it is covered with a blech, one should know that one does not have to cover the knobs from the gas, the knobs from the electricity, they have to cover the fire or the electricity. Why? Because the reason is, that, like we explained, it's Shabbos, we're doing something against the heating of this pot. If you do against heating the pot, means you're making the pot more, less hot. How do you make it less hot? Not by covering the knobs, only by putting something on the fire, on the electricity. That there is some reason, some people want to say, even though it's still better to cover the not, but The halacha, strict halacha, is one does not have to cover the nose. Seif yud. Shinui dagas ha'ish l'ach ha'nochas ha'pach. Yesh ha'kosvu shuvoi limonem l'tafel be'ish l'ach ha'shenich ha'agab l'fakisui v'ayinu shlayakdes ha'la'ava v'gam l'yakdes ha'isavim. Shleim zamu wants to say that a person, after he put the blech on the fire, should not go and make the fire less or put the fire higher. Because if the whole reason is that the blech is in order to show us that you want to make the fire less, what's going to help us if afterwards you go make it higher after the blech is on it? Because then the blech doesn't show us that you want to go and make it less hot. If Shleim Zalman wanted to say, one should not go and change the darga from the fire after one puts on the blech. So if Yod Aleph, if you got fire, you can't make it bigger. Yod Aleph. Also, the hashes kedei al gab eish kumagule. Afin amal halava he even sheef shen lagbiyah yisur. One's not allowed to go and leave it on the fire, even if you put the fire on the highest point, which we would think, and you put it on the highest point, it wouldn't disturb us because he anyway can't go and poke it up, make it more higher. But Chazal did not make a difference. Chazal said all cases, even if it's on the highest amount, one doesn't allow you to go and leave on something which is not fully cooked. Not fully cooked is not the right word. Something which is not mafo ben drusoi on coming in Shabbos.